It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome back. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Our pioneer of the day claims a number of major firsts. She was the first woman to run for president of the United States, and she did it before women even had the right to vote. She and her sister were also the first women to operate a brokerage firm on Wall Street, and they were among the first women to found a newspaper in the U.S. Still, I bet most people don't even know her name. It's my pleasure to introduce or reintroduce you to Victoria Woodhull. Victoria Claflin was born in Homer, Ohio in 1838. At the age of 15, she married Canning Woodhull, and the couple had two children before divorcing. Twice, Victoria went from rags to riches. Her first fortune was made as a traveling magnetic healer and medium with her sister, Tennessee Claflin. Victoria was part of the spiritualist movement. Spiritualism refers to a belief that the dead can interact with the living, typically through a person serving as a conduit, called a medium. Victoria and Tennessee were quite the duo. In 1868, the pair went to New York City and befriended a benefactor whose name might sound familiar, Cornelius Vanderbilt. With Vanderbilt's help, the sisters founded the first brokerage firm on Wall Street helmed by women. That allowed Victoria and Tennessee to build a second, more legit fortune. The sisters also founded a newspaper in 1870 called Woodhull and Claflin's Weekly. They were among the first women in the U.S. to start a newspaper. Victoria remarried, this time to a guy named Colonel James Blood. With Blood, Victoria became more engaged in social activism. She was a leader in the American women's suffrage movement and an activist on women's rights and labor reforms. Victoria also fought for what she called free love, meaning freedom to marry, divorce, and bear children without social restriction or government interference. She's quoted as having often said, quote, "They cannot roll back the rising tide of reform. The world moves," end quote. Her advocacy for an equal rights agenda came to a peak in 1872, when Victoria ran for president of the United States on the Equal Rights Party ticket. Her running mate was Black abolitionist leader Frederick Douglass. But Victoria's candidacy came to a halt when she was arrested on obscenity charges a few days before the election. Woodhull and Claflin's Weekly had published an account of an affair between a prominent minister, Henry Ward Beecher, and Elizabeth Tilton. The paper had written in more detail than was considered proper at the time. It's kind of insane to think about how much has changed on that front since then. Some historians argue that Victoria shouldn't be called the first woman to run for president because it's unclear if her run was legal. Regardless, we certainly think she's worth remembering. This is the final episode of Pioneer Month. Tune in on Monday to hear the first episode of the new theme. For the month of July, we're talking about dreamers, amazing women who should be renowned for their creative prowess. Special thanks to the one and only Liz Kaplan, my sister and the brain behind this incredible collection of women. Talk to you on Monday.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.